614 1320 WILS. It's a strange time now. We see CEOs of major corporations taking political positions, specifically on Donald Trump's recent order on immigration. Is this a good idea? Is this a smart move on their part? Krista Castaneda with us, a communication expert at CanterburyCommunications.com. Krista, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
And we're talking about folks like Tim Cook from Microsoft and Mark Zuckerberg. What do you think? Should these? Is it good for a company when the CEO sounds off this way?
Well, it's hard to say. It's complicated depending on what the company is and who its constituents are. You know, if you're in Silicon Valley and you're depending on a lot of tech workers from a lot of different places, maybe you have to speak out to let your employees know that you're going to support them.
Why have to speak it? What if they just remained silent, didn't say a thing about it?
You know, I imagine they're probably getting some activism from their own employees and their potential employees to speak out against things like the travel ban. I think it's going to depend on which company you're talking about, where they're located, and who they have to make happy.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to make their shareholders happy. They have to make their customers happy. They have to make their employees happy.
Now, what about the customers? Are they turning off customers? Or is that guaranteed when you do this kind of a thing and you come out with an opinion?
Guaranteed, no. But you always risk alienating, especially consumers in particular, if you take a strong stand one way or the other. You know, they're not going to understand why the CEO of a beverage company needs to take a stand on these political things. So if you're in that kind of business, maybe you do run a risk.
I read that the LGBTQ issue, that kind of primed these CEOs to become vocal. It was the first issue they really came out strong on, and now they're kind of doing this as a pattern. Do you see it that way too?
I don't know if it's a pattern. I think the more the companies who are paying attention to their business are thinking carefully about each and every one of these issues before they decide what to do. I mean, yes, compared to 20 years ago when the standard corporate playbook is, hey, we don't get involved, clearly we're seeing more than we did then.
Yeah. Is social media, how much is that driving the pressure for these CEOs to come out and take a position?
It absolutely is. Everything's so much more immediate. You can mobilize so many more voices to bring leverage on some company so much more quickly. And if you're an international company, they're dealing with social media on 10 times the scale that U.S. does, because that's the primary way that some of those countries communicate.
Yeah. So they criticize that they actually don't take a position? Is that what happens?
I think you're going to get criticized if you do or if you don't. And then if you do, what exactly was your position? You're going to face, negative feedback no matter what you do. The question is, what's worse, speaking out or not?
And when you're running a major corporation, billions of dollars, do you think they poll before they come out, or do they just ask some of their directors? How does it work?
Well, that's a great question. So the more sophisticated the company is, the more it has market researchers and consumer sentiment and, an understanding of its stake and its status in various markets, the more information they're going to have about what would happen if they take one position or another.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, if you're a publicly traded company, you're going to be under even greater scrutiny because you got to speak to your shareholders.
Yeah. Well, the media, of course, has its own take. We saw when the head of Chick-fil-A, he came out on the gay marriage issue. He was criticized by the media. Do you think that impacted business in any way for them?
For selling chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
Likely not.
Okay. So
likely not.
I mean, half of it, though, it seems like there's the actual reaction, the media's interpretation of the reaction. Which is more important, you think?
Well, it all depends on whose opinion you're trying to make happy. The people who read traditional media, perhaps that they're swayed by the media's views on these things. The people who are actually interacting with the business, if you're going to go up to Chick-fil-A and buy your lunch, you're probably not thinking about it.
And what do you think about the way they're especially going up against President Trump? How do you think that's going to work out for the CEO specifically?
It I guess it depends on what issue you're talking about. You know, if you're responding to one of Trump's tweets about keeping jobs in the country instead of sending them overseas and you're with him, then, you know, maybe that's going to have some benefit for you in the administration.
Yeah, but I mean, for Trump supporters, anytime you go up against him, you're attacking him personally, and they don't like that. Is there a price to pay anytime you do that?
Sure, with Trump supporters, yeah. And we're a divided nation, it's clear.
Yeah, well, I guess, and you can't stay in the middle either. That's a tough place to be.
It's a very tough place to be, and every question, every situation is a little bit different.
Krista Castaneda, communications expert. Find her at CanterburyCommunications.com. Krista Castaneda here on WILS. Thank you, Krista.
Thank you.